History of Fuengirola. The name of Fuengirola appears to be of Castilian origin, as it bears no relation to either the Roman Sul or Arabic Sahel, appearing instead to allude to the presence of a number of springs which provided sailors with water. The Phoenicians established a settlement here which experts believe to have stood near the hill on which the Romans later built a castle that they named Sul and which would soon become the symbol of the town. This fortress has played a key role over the centuries. It stood firm in the face of the Romans, Arabs, Castilians and, finally, the French. In addition, it was a vital location in the line of defense that protected the coast against pirate incursions. From the road, its remains can clearly be seen on top of the hill that overlooks the mouth of the river Fuengirola. The Castello de Sahaja was restored by students from the workshop of the same name between 1989 and 1995. In the mid-19th century, Fuengirola gained its independence, receiving along with it the area which now stands within its municipal boundaries, a 10-kilometer-square area tucked between Benalmadena and Midjus. As is the case with almost all of the coastal towns, the local economy is based on tourism, though the large colonies of foreign nationals, mainly Scandinavians, living in Fuengirola mean that residential tourism is of particular importance here, as well as ensuring that real estate is another economic mainstay. As the whole of Fuengirola lies on the coast, the town has its own fishing port and pleasure harbor, the Club Náutico. However, it is also fortunate in that it is the last port of call on a railway line from Malaga that includes Torremolinos and the airport among its stops, meaning that excellent communications can be added to an already long list of attractions. Its 7 kilometers of coastline are home to 7 beaches, La Gaviota, Los Boliches, San Francisco, Torblanco Carvajal and El Ejido El Castillo.